Hey, you. Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. I hope you have arrived here in good spirits. And I hope that this message, I hope there's something in it for you. I don't believe that God gives me anything just, you know, to keep to myself. I think that the knowledge that we gain, we're supposed to share, and that the things that we go through can become experiences for others. And what Jay-Z say? I went through that, so hopefully you ain't have to go through that. That's kind of how I feel too. So today, this episode is called Activation Required. Now, I'm going to give you a little backstory, and please pray for me while I'm in these streets, because somehow, some way, I've been scammed more while being in Atlanta than I ever have in my entire life. I don't know if it's the gas stations. I don't know if people just walking past me and swiping just being within 6 feet of me. I don't know how it's happening, but it has happened several times since I've been here. Okay. So needless to say, it just happened a couple months ago, and I had to cancel a card and get another one reissued. Well, when it arrived, it said activation required. And when I tell you, just that right there resonated in my spirit, because at that moment, I realized the bank had done everything it was supposed to do on its end. It did all the wiring and the routing and the account number and all of this stuff, right? It attached all of this stuff to this card. It printed the card out with the chip and the swipe ability and all the numbers on the back. It sent the card in the mail to me. I got the card, and although the card was absolutely ready to be used, it still required me to do my part. I have to activate this card in order for it to be operable. Did you catch the Holy Spirit yet? All right. So I feel like the same thing happens in life. Sometimes we are praying for something, and God will give us the perfect condition. Everything is in the place it's supposed to be. God has provided us the resource. God has sent us the people. God has given us the wisdom. But there is that one thing that is required of us in order to make that thing not just pop off, but to be used in that space the way that God wants us to. Because let's be honest, I could call the number on the card and get halfway through the activation and hang up. It's still not going to work. I have to follow the activation procedures according to the guidelines that I was given. And then boom, that card is operable. And it's the same thing for whatever God creates in our life. God has done all the hard wiring on the back end. God has put all of the numbers and letters together and given us that thing in the Bible on the front end. God has wrapped it pretty and sent it to us in terms of people and resources and community. But there is still that one thing that is relying on us to tie it all together. That activation is required. And maybe the activation is you getting up early and actually going to sleep at night. Maybe the activation is taking a little time to spend with God every day before you jump into your role in the world. Maybe that activation is getting therapy so you can take care of your mental health. Or maybe that activation is doing what God told you to do a long time ago that you are avoiding because you're thinking there's some type of easy way out. There's some shortcut around it. But baby, when you pray for a thing, when God gives you the knowledge and wisdom to make that thing happen, when he sends you those resources, when he gives you that team, when the only thing that you got to do is lock in and do the work, it's like you looking at the envelope. The bank has sent you a debit card in the mail. You done opened it up. You done read the little paper. You got the card in your hand, but you complaining you can't access your funds. Come on. Activation required, friend. You have to do your part. Unlock everything that God is giving you. Remove that boundary between you and what God has for you. It might take a little discipline. It's going to take some dedication. It may require you to move in a way that at first feels uncomfortable. But one thing I know, if God has created something with you in mind, and you know he has because it's on you to do it, it's a vision that won't leave your mind. It's a passion that won't flee your heart. So you know it is what God says it is. And you've had opportunities before, and maybe they've fallen short for one reason or another. But now I just feel like now is the time. I just feel like the conditions are just right. I feel like you are in the perfect lane and traffic is clear. But you got to go. The distance between where you are and where you're going don't get any shorter by sitting. Friend, activation is required. and I'm going to need you to activate. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to pour into my friends today. Thank you for those who have gathered, who have listened to this podcast episode. Thank you for everyone that you send every week. Lord, thank you for allowing this podcast to still live and thrive, even though we now have the Jesus and Coffee radio show, Lord. Thank you for the Jesus and Coffee daily devotional. Thank you that this thing is just continuing to grow and that the word is being spread throughout the world as you see fit. Lord, I want to pray for those who are having a tough time figuring out what they need to activate. Lord, maybe they know that this message was for them, but they're saying, I don't know. Lord, I'm asking that you would show them just as clear how to activate their purpose. Show them just as clear. Allow them to hear just as audible as they are hearing my voice right now, the steps that they need to take to allow whatever you have for them to manifest, Lord. If you have placed all of the pieces in a way that are conducive to success, Lord, then allow them to hear your voice on the part that they play now, on what that next step is that will activate and unlock this new territory. Lord, allow us to still the noise. Allow us to drown out the worldly noise with the sound of your voice. Allow us to still the winds, Lord. Allow the seas to be calm, the seas of turmoil, the reminders of trauma, the bad relationships, the unfortunate mistakes, the things that can continue to cloud our vision and wreak havoc in our minds. Lord, I ask that you would just cause that to cease to exist, Lord. Bind up the voice of the enemy. Bind up the works of the enemy. Lord, allow us to walk inside of a bubble of peace so that no matter what is around us, we don't know nothing about it, Lord. That the only thing we know, hear, and answer to is the sound of your voice. We only operate in a way that moves us closer to you and what you have for us in this world. Lord, we pray for wisdom. We pray to know the difference between the gifts that this world gives and the gifts that you give. We pray to know the difference between good relationships and relationships that will eventually burn us out. Lord, we ask for a wisdom that makes people around us ask us where we got that information from, Lord, so we can continue to point them to you. Lord, I thank you for what you are doing for us in this season. I am grateful for everyone within the sound of my voice right now, and I honor you with everything that is going to come out of those that take the time to listen to this word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friend, I will see you next week on Jesus and Coffee, the podcast. You can also catch up with me on Jesus and Coffee, the radio show. It's from 9 to 11 on Sunday mornings. It has a good blend of gospel music, some light, uplifting R&B. There's a testimony of the week, a deal of the week, a word of the week, and we have the Jesus and Coffee mix. So if you're looking for something to do on a Sunday morning, there you go. You can listen from wherever you are in the world at magicatl.com. Have a great week. Later.